Let's do this. Woo! Ring the bell. This is Between the Ropes.
Oh, you're going for the dirt, for the behind-the-scenes stuff.
It's time to get Between the Ropes. Between the Ropes.
She is the WWE Divas Champion, Charlotte, joining me on behalf of the WWE, who is once again partnering with the Susan G. Komen Foundation, with October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Charlotte, appreciate the time. How are you doing?
It's going well, sir.
So talk about this partnership, because I know WWE has been working with Susan G. Komen for, you know, a few years now, and now you get to be a part of this.
I think this is the fourth year.
Yeah, fourth year. So what's it like for you to be a part of this now, too?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. Why, you know, was able to run the marathon and be a part of it last year with NXT, and we're a big team, too. But this year, being on the main roster, having a larger media platform, and being able to raise awareness, wear the merch, and reach out to a broader audience, I couldn't be more ecstatic. I'm looking forward to seeing how, you know, this month goes. Because it is my first October being on the main roster.
Yeah, I missed last year. I missed seeing you run a marathon in a tutu.
Yeah, there's pictures of it. Actually, I think Kalisto ran it. He was there as well. I think he had a pink tutu on as well. I'll have to ask him about that.
Okay, were you ever part of like the, was there like a polar plunge that everybody from NXT did, or some people did where they dressed up
there
in wacky outfits?
There was a polar plunge. I was not a part of the polar plunge, though.
Why not?
I think we have to spread out the duties.
I was just making sure it was something.
I would have been honored to, though.
Oh, okay. I wanted to see if that was something you weren't too thrilled about, was the, you know, doing a polar plunge, because I don't know if I'd be too thrilled about that.
Oh, no. I mean, I would have been honored to, but I think they have to, you know, kind of divide that. We just can't, you know, all take all of the opportunities to be a part of, you know, the community and raise awareness or things of that nature.
Right. So a year ago, you made your Madison Square Garden debut as the NXT champion. This past weekend, you go in there as the WWE Divas champion. So what has this last year been like for you?
Holy moly, I can't believe it's only been a year. No, I was just telling somebody, it's crazy to think that a year ago, when I was NXT Women's Champion and Sasha and I were teaming up, and I faced Nikki and Natty at MSG, and then a year later to come back and face Nikki and Brie and have Becky as my partner, but to be the Divas Champion. It almost doesn't feel real. It just goes to show what or how much can change in a year. Because ever since I got to FCW and then I was in NXT, you obviously work towards a goal. So I wanted to be NXT champion. I wanted to get to the main roster. One day I wanted to be Divas champion. It's happened all, you know, so fast that I hope I'm just taking every opportunity to sit back and think, like, holy cow, like, I'm the Divas champion.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you appreciate the moments? Because, like you said, you've progressed so quickly and now on the main roster, but it's been a whirlwind time, not only for you, but when it comes to the company with the success of NXT and everything that's gone on there. Do you truly appreciate everything that has gone on with NXT and you being a part of it to where you are now?
Well, you know, actually, you know, sitting here is probably, you know, talking to you is the first time I've actually sat and thought, like, you know, wow, you're right. Because it's just go, 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 go. I will say, hearing the news of NXT going overseas and seeing all the live events they're doing outside of Florida, I kind of got a little bit jealous, because I was like, I remember when I was at FCW, every Thursday, and there was only 10 people at the live event. And then now to hear that from FCW to NXT to now them going overseas is incredible. And to believe I was part of that journey, and it happened so fast. And then going from NXT Women's Champion to only being on the main roster, I think I debuted a week after the 4th of July. And now being the Divas Champion, honestly, I'm honored. But it just goes to show how much Sarah Del Rey has impacted, I want to say, my career and my future with all of her help and knowledge within, you know, a quick 3 years that, you know, I was able to keep up with all the great competition and women around me, and that now I am the Divas Champion in such a short amount of time. I'm so blessed, and I'm extremely grateful.
Do you miss NXT?
Oh, absolutely. But I know I miss it, but I know where I'm supposed to be. And, you know, the mark that I left on NXT, or at least I hope I did, I'm looking forward to seeing what my drive, ability, and determination brings to the future on the main roster. Because what I was capable of in NXT, I never thought possible, but I never gave up. And then getting up here and being the Divas Champion, I'm looking forward to seeing what the future brings.
Obviously, you were really excited when you did come to the main roster, but did it mean anything more for you considering that it wasn't just you that made that jump? It was your good friends when it came to Sasha Banks and especially Becky Lynch that you all debuted at the same day at the same time?
Oh, absolutely. We've all been a part of this journey together, and we've seen each other go through ups and downs. And for me personally, to watch both of them debut and watching them live their dream, as long as, you know, me being a part of it too, just added to the excitement. And I think it also made me a little less nervous, because I'm like, oh yeah, we're all here together. You know, these are the girls I came up with, and we're debuting together. We have each other's back instead of, you know, just one of us debuting by ourselves.
So you win the championship in a Night of Champions, but what was that day like for you? Was it exciting? Was it nerve-wracking? How would you describe the day?
Emotional. It would be the word. Definitely nervous, but emotional, just because it's something that you work towards every single, or what I worked towards every single day for 3 years. And to think that I was facing Nikki Bella on a major pay-per-view. She's the longest reigning Divas Champion. And it was my night to win or lose. And, you know, it was a personal story, obviously. Winning it meant a lot to me, and knowing that my little brother probably had the best seat in the house. So, yeah.
Well, you mentioned, you know, being an emotional day, and we've seen your emotions, you know, plenty of times now on WWE television. Has anybody ever told you you're too emotional?
You know, one person one day, you know, told me I was emotional, but it was funny because I cut this promo in promo class. I think it was like 2 weeks later. Because it really, like, got to me. And thinking of, you know, where the character Charlotte has come from and my personal story, I'm human. And the fact that I can feel all of those emotions and use them to harness energy, strength, and compassion, absolutely not.
Nobody.
I think some people go through their whole life not being able to, you know, feel. And for me, Charlotte would not be here I wouldn't be here where I am today if I didn't use a little bit of my personal life and Charlotte's character.
You're not getting teased about crying, though, are you?
What?
You're not getting teased about crying, though, have you?
No, I haven't gotten teased. No, I mean, I've gotten a look like, you're like, oh, you're so emotional, or you're like your dad. But, you know, I think it's just because no one's ever seen a father-daughter combo like me and my dad. And people, I mean, wrestling has been my dad's whole life.
Sure.
And to know that that's been my whole life, and that my dad has been away, you know, my whole life because of wrestling, and then now I'm part of, you know, something that meant everything to him. And then losing my brother, which not a lot of people bring up, but it's, you know, I started FCW to be with my brother, and then he died about 8 months later. I went through a lot in my developmental, in the developmental system on a personal level. So it is emotional. And if anyone's lost a sibling suddenly, and especially how, you know, I think some people don't really think, well, why is she so emotional? But that definitely, I think, is one of Charlotte's strengths, or my strength, is because I have been through a lot and overcome it.
And I like it that you're emotional, because to me, it's genuine and it means you care. And that's what I want to see out of people, that you care.
Yes, sir.
So let me get your feedback about the Divas Revolution, because there has been some backlash from some people, you know, watching, and how it's transpired so far since yourself and Becky and Sasha all made your way to the main roster. So what's your thoughts about the way that the Divas Revolution has progressed since you've all joined WWE?
Well, I think people always want to find something to be negative about instead of just being positive that there's three NXT girls that debuted. I know that we all feel that the Divas Revolution isn't something that just started when the three of us came up. I think the Divas Revolution has been around for a long time, even since, you know, Trish and Lita. It's just, as of right now in this moment in time, there is a bigger focus on our in-ring ability and, you know, catching the phrase even with Bayley, the four horsewomen. People want to pick fun at, say, you know, is it, a, you know, what's making the revolution, or there's this or that. But, it, you know, people are also getting to know who we are on the main roster. There's a, you know, just because we were popular on NXT and they're bringing us up to the main roster, it's just kind of like a slogan, Divas Revolution. It's not saying that, you know, the revolution begins or it ends or we're the revolution or this and that. It's more just a catchphrase. You know, we're revolutionizing women's wrestling. I mean, we have been for years now. It's just now there's new faces, new characters, more demand for women's wrestling. That's all it is.
Two last things. Do you think we're going to see more of Natalya get involved in this? Because she's been a big part of the company for a long time, and obviously she's had a big part in your career as well, and I don't know if she gets the recognition that maybe she deserves.
Well, I hope I get to have another match with Natalya one day down the line. I beat her for the NXT Women's Championship. She beat me on Raw, so we're 1-1. I do think her involvement will be more and more each week, and it's important that she's involved, not only because she has been, you know, a big part of this company, but too, she's one of the greatest female performers in the history of the business. And she'll definitely be around more.
Hey, you're talking about a rubber match. I mean, they're doing Brock Lesnar and Undertaker at Hell in a Cell. I say Charlotte against Natalya, rubber match as well, if you're going to do that.
I agree. I second that.
So last thing, when it comes to this, when are we going to see a women's match, main event, a WWE pay-per-view?
I hope sooner rather than later. No, but that's a goal of mine. And I know that's a goal for a lot of the women. So we will continue to work hard and make that happen one day.
We're counting on you to make that happen, Charlotte.
Yes, sir.
So WWE is partnering up this month, Susan G. Komen Foundation, for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Charlotte and all of the WWE is a big part of that. So appreciate the time and keep up the great work. And looking forward to talk to you again.
Thank you. You too.
The talking is over.
Thanks for downloading Between the Ropes.
Now, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
For more, go to BetweenTheRopes.com and subscribe to Between the Ropes on iTunes.
Thank you. Have a nice day.